This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Deadly Israeli attacks that blew up Hezbollah radios and pagers crossed all red lines, the leader of the heavily armed Iran-backed Lebanese movement said on Thursday in a speech broadcast as sonic booms from Israeli warplanes shook buildings in Beirut. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
In a speech broadcast from an undisclosed location, Hassan Nasrallah called the attack, quote, unprecedented in the militant group's history.
Thousands of pagers were targeted by the Israeli enemy, and they were all detonated at the same time. The enemy violated through this attack all the regulations, laws, and red lines.
Lebanon and Hezbollah have blamed Israel for attacks on Hezbollah's communications equipment that killed at least 37 people and wounded around 3,000. Israel has not commented directly on the attacks, which security sources say were probably carried out by its Mossad spy agency.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukraine's leader will meet with President Biden and Vice President Harris next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky's visit here to the White House will come as he pushes the U.S. to let Ukraine use Western-provided long-range missiles for striking deeper inside Russia. The administration is not convinced, amid fears loosening the restrictions would not only have limited impact, but also provoke Vladimir Putin. He's warned Russia will be at war with the U.S. and NATO if the weapons are used. Officials say they want more details on how Kyiv would use them and how they fit into broader war strategy. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of Nigeria's flood-hit Maiduguri region say some canoe owners who had volunteered to transport people for free are now charging steep fares. David Doyle has more from Reuters.
When floodwaters swept through the northeastern city last week, turning roads into rivers, canoe owners volunteered to move residents to safety. Vehicles remain unable to move in many parts, creating a reliance on boats. But some, like flood survivor Baba Ali Minor, said residents now face steep fares to move their belongings.
We like taking advantage of people's situation, you understand? And some of them has been exploiting to that extent, but some will get it at a lower price, but they do collect money, honestly.
The floods are the worst to hit Nigeria's Borno state in 3 decades. They were unleashed when a dam wall burst, following heavy rains that have also caused floods in several other parts of Western Central Africa.
David Doyle from Reuters. Hunter Biden will be sentenced on felony firearms charges in December after the judge agreed to delay it to a delay requested by the defense. President Joe Biden's son was convicted in June of 3 felonies to the purchase of a gun in 2018 when prosecutors said he lied on a federal form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. He was initially scheduled to be sentenced on November 13th, but the judge agreed to delay the hearing until December 4th after Hunter Biden's lawyers said they needed more time to adequately prepare. The gun charges are punishable by up to 25 years in prison, though he is likely to get far less time or avoid prison entirely. The spreading of the mpox virus at the epicenter is worrying neighboring countries. AP correspondent Sam Mendick reports.
Kamituga in Congo's South Kivu province is the epicenter of this outbreak, and Kamituga is where this new outbreak began and where a new strain of the virus was found earlier this year. Health officials say that if the situation is not brought under control here, that the situation is going to be extremely hard to control in eastern Congo as well as in neighboring countries. Mpox is a disease that can be transferred through contact, but this new virus, health officials say, is extremely transmissible through sex. The international community is struggling here to stem the flow. They say they do not have enough resources, there's not enough money, and they do not have what they need in order to stop the chain of transmission. What everyone here says they need most are vaccines, which have yet to arrive.
Sam Mendick from the AP. Police say that one person has been killed and another seriously wounded in a stabbing incident in central Rotterdam. Police spokesman Wessel Stoll says the suspect, who was detained, was also injured. The suspect was taken to a hospital for treatment. Officers are investigating the stabbing near the landmark Erasmus Bridge in central Rotterdam. Stoll says there is no immediate word on a motive, but all scenarios are open. The identity of the victims and suspect were not immediately clear. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.